Last week's massive immigration raid at a Hyundai manufacturing plant in Georgia swept up 475 people. Among those detained, about 300 people from South Korea, along with people from Guatemala, Colombia, Chile, Mexico, Ecuador, and Venezuela. And the results of the raid have left many people in shock. Daniela Rodriguez is director of the group Migrant Equity Southeast. She says last Thursday she woke up to devastating news.
Helicopters and drones circled the facility. Roads were blocked. In our phones rang nonstop. Calls from desperate family members looking for the loved ones. The calls have not stopped since then.
She was speaking at a news conference called by immigrant and workers' rights advocates, and they see the raid as an attack on both immigrants and workers. Sarah Park is president of the Korean American Coalition. She says the Hyundai plant where the raid took place is the largest investment in state history, holding out the promise of economic growth and international cooperation.
But that promise has now been overshadowed. On September 4th, ICE carried out the largest single-site raid in its history, a Hyundai LG plant near Savannah. Instead of partnership, the world saw 475 workers shackled and treated as criminals.
She says some of the workers had short-term visitors' visas for specialized work, but now she says they're being scapegoated for filling gaps created by society. Meredith Yun is litigation director at Asian Americans Advancing Justice.
Many of the workers ICE detained had work permits and other forms of documentation. Documented or not, no one should be subjected to militarized raids in their workplace. No family should live in fear of being torn apart. According to reports, ICE and other law enforcement agencies descended upon the worksite, heavily armed and flanked with helicopters, drones, and military vehicles, blank warrant forms in hand, showing that they were planning to detain individuals indiscriminately.
The activists are calling for accountability from Hyundai and its contractors, actions from local officials rather than silence, due process, and the release of all immigrants. And the activists are standing up for workers' rights. Activist Jenny is a labor rights organizer with Migrant Equity Southeast.
What happened at Hyundai is not just an immigration issue, it is a labor rights crisis. No worker should fear being met with militarized force at their job. No family should fear being torn apart for showing up to work. This is why we're calling for transparency, accountability, and immediate support for those impacted.
One lawmaker showed up at the event, Georgia State Representative Ann Allen Westbrook. She says the rule of law protects all of us, or it protects none of us.
I think the context matters at this time. This is ICE detention at a time when ICE is ever expanding, ever resourced, while every other agency that supports Americans is less and less resourced. This is ICE detention at a time when due process is out the window.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.